Instructional Designers in Higher Education, Roles, Challenges, and Supports. Instructional designers, IDs, play a crucial role in higher education institutions and RSQO, teaching and learning endeavors. This review of literature on IDs in higher education between 2000 and 2020 found that their roles, responsibilities, and challenges are well described, but little is known about what supports them. As ID roles evolve in response to new challenges while helping faculty and institutions adapt to changes during and after the COVID-19 pandemic, there is a rapidly emerging need to focus on additional areas of research, such as faculty perspectives, what it means to be an ID, and how IDs are or can be supported. Introduction. Instructional design has been defined by Reiser, 2001, as a practice that in LaQuo, encompasses the analysis of learning and performance problems, and the design, development, implementation, evaluation and management of instructional and non-instructional processes and resources intended to improve learning and performance and RSQO. P. 1. This definition points at the core purpose of instructional design and development activities but is not a sufficient description of what it is to be an instructional designer, ID, especially in the context of college or university employment. Instructional designers are increasingly present on higher education campuses, and published literature provides a solid foundation for understanding their education, competencies, and responsibilities. Kinney et al., 2005, Kumar and Amp, Ritzhaupt, 2017, Intentional Futures, 2016, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015. The literature also suggests that instructional designers do more than engaging in systematic processes to design instruction. They develop teaching and learning materials alongside faculty subject matter experts, they support online learning technologies, they evaluate course and program quality, they train others, they manage collaborations, and they interface with students as facilitators, help desk staff, or background support. Dijkstra, 2020, Intentional Futures, 2016. Yet, as much as is known, research has only just begun to explore the challenges IDs face in their roles in higher education, and where they find, or need, support. The already rapid pace of change relative to technologies for teaching and learning in higher education has been accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic in the U.S. Almost overnight, in March 2020, higher education institutions mandated sweeping shifts in educational delivery methods, activating widespread emergency remote teaching methods to replace face-to-face instruction, Hodges et al., 2020. Over a year later, the need for ongoing remote or blended/hybrid teaching continues and brings with it ongoing and significant demand for the expertise and support of IDs as a resource to enable faculty instructors to and LaQuo, keep teaching and RSQO. And LaQuo, keep teaching, and RSQO, 2020, NP. Research purpose. This literature review seeks to understand what has been learned from and about IDs in higher education between 2000 to 2020 as a way to contextualize the challenges faced by IDs and the support they need, given the long-term effects on the profession post-COVID-19. Shining light on the holes in this knowledge and critiquing gaps and problems in the literature as advised by Torrico, 2016 and can also illuminate areas of study that warrant deeper attention in the future. The following research questions guided this study. What are the roles and responsibilities of IDs in higher education? What are the challenges faced by IDs in higher education? What supports are utilized by IDs working in higher education? Methods. The literature search was conducted in ERIC, Google Scholar, and a U.S. university library provided combined search tool that accessed EBSCO, Duage, JSTOR, and SpringerLink. The following terms were searched: instructional designers, instructional designer, higher education, college, university, IDs, educational technologists, course designers, learning design, learning designer. These were combined in various ways to cast a wide net. Results included peer-reviewed journal articles, book chapters, dissertations, white papers, and other sources that were collected and cataloged in a spreadsheet. The spreadsheet highlighted key information, authors, year of publication, study context, publication type, publication name, if applicable, focus, main findings, type of research, qualitative/quantitative/mixed, methodology, when available, and data sources. Additional chain searching and collection was conducted as articles cited potentially relevant studies that had not appeared within search results. The following inclusion criteria were applied to the 76 sources collected: literature that focused on the experiences and/or activities of IDs in their professional roles rather than on design outcomes, training students to be IDs, student learning, or technological implementations was included. Faculty perspectives on working with IDs, though rare, were included. Sources that specifically referred to a higher education context for at least half the study participants were included. Only peer-reviewed articles, peer-reviewed conference proceedings, peer-reviewed books, and dissertations were included. Non-peer-reviewed books and non-peer-reviewed articles were excluded. In addition to empirical research, literature reviews, conceptual, and position papers in peer-reviewed journals were included. The above inclusion criteria resulted in 50 peer-reviewed articles, from 31 worldwide. Scholarly sources. After articles were read and selected for inclusion, they were reread closely for powerful and salient ideas surrounding IDs in higher education that address the research questions. Direct quotes were collected and first open-coded by asking, "What is this about?" As a second stage of analysis of preliminary findings, these codes were grouped by topic, similar codes were merged, and topics were finally organized such that four thematic categorizations resulted: study characteristics and research approaches, roles and responsibilities of IDs, challenges faced by IDs, and what supports IDs in higher education. In this way, the research questions were used as a framework to guide the inquiry into relevant themes and findings within each study. At several points during analysis, articles were reread for clarification and to ensure that faithful representation of the original study was achieved via the selected quotations. Additionally, all data collected in spreadsheet form, including quotes and themes, were reviewed by both authors for consistency and integrity. Findings. Publications on IDs in higher education between 2000 to 2020 have been trending upward overall, figure 1. Although there were several years in which only a single study was published, the number of publications peaked in 2012, n equals 5, and was nearly double that in 2019, n equals 8. It appears that between 2015 and 2020, this topic has seen a sharper upward trend than during any previous period from 2000 to 2020. Figure 1. Number of publications by year, 2001 to 2020 and NBSB semicolon and NBSB. Graph showing the number of publications per year. The number of publications and publication sources are detailed in Table 1 below, with the exception of 4 dissertations published by Capella University, 2, Liberty University, 1, and the University of Nebraska and Lincoln, 1. Table 1. Publication sources and authors. Publication source. Count. Authors, date. Annual proceedings of selected research and development presented at the National Convention of the Association for Educational Communications and Technology. 1. McGriff, 2001. Australasian Journal of Educational Technology. 2. Campbell, Schweier, and Amp, Kenny, 2005, Schweier, Campbell, and Amp, Kenny, 2004. Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology. 2. Dix and Amp, Ives, 2009, Kenny, Zhang, Schweier, and Amp, Campbell, 2005. Contemporary Educational Technology. 1. Schweier and Amp, Wilson, 2010. Digital Medien, Zusammen arbeit in der Bildung. 1. Obexer and Amp, Jardina, 2016. Proceedings of EdMedia World Conference on Educational Multimedia, Hypermedia and Amp, Telecommunications. 1. Keppel, 2004. Education and Information Technologies. 1. Wren, 2019. Educational Technology Research and Development. 5. Campbell, Schweier, and Amp, Kenny, 2009, Horde, Stefaniak, Bakke, and Amp, Draper, 2019, Richardson, Ashby, Alshamari, Ching, Johnson, Krauss, Lee, Randolph, and Amp, Wang, 2019, Sheehan and Amp, Johnson, 2012, Tracy, Hutchinson, and Amp, Gebike, 2014. EDUCAUSE Review. 1. Miller and Amp, Stein, 2016. Proceedings of eLearn World Conference on eLearning in Corporate, Government, Healthcare, and Higher Education. 3. Salentini, 2012, Sorensen, Churchill, Sanchez, and Amp, Scott, 2019, You and Amp, Tekelhaimano, 2010. Handbook of Research on Educational Communications and Technology. 1. Sims and Amp, Kozalka, 2008. Instructional Design, Case Studies in Communities of Practice. 1. Schweier, Campbell, and Amp, Kenny, 2007. International Journal of eLearning and Amp, Distance Education. 1. Cali and Amp, Nichols, 2010. International Education Studies. 1. Park and Amp, Luo, 2017. International Journal of Educational and Pedagogical Sciences. 1. Brito, 2017. International Journal on eLearning. 1. Kumar and Amp, Ritzhaupt, 2017. Journal of Applied Instructional Design. 3. Bond and Amp, Durkin, 2020, Mancia and Amp, Frey, 2020, Ritzhaupt, Stefaniak, Conklin, and Amp semicolon and NBSB, Badrani, 2020. Journal of Educational Technology Development and Exchange. 1. Penn and Amp, Thompson, 2009. Journal of Learning Design. 1. Campbell, Schweier, and Amp, Kenny, 2006. Medical Science Educator. 1. Anderson, Love, and Amp, Hager, 2019. Online Journal of Distance Learning Administration. 2. Chongwoni, Gardner, and Amp, Tope, 2020, Shaw, 2012. Online Learning. 1. Drysdale, 2019. Open Learning, The Journal of Open, Distance and E-Learning. 1. File, Mosley, and Amp, Hayes, 2012. Open Praxis. 1. Morgan, 2019. Optimizing Instructional Design Methods in Higher Education. 1. Bovitis and Amp, Lemus, 2019. Performance Improvement. 1. Brigance, 2011. Performance Improvement Quarterly. 3. Chin and Amp, Carliner, 2020. Kirshner, Carr, Van Marienboer, and Amp, Slope, 2002, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015. Proceedings of the 21st Acolyte Conference. 1. Bird, 2004. Qualitative Report. 1. Bawa and Amp, Wilson, 2017. Quarterly Review of Distance Education. 2. Ashba, 2013, Pan, Dietz, Phillips, and Amp, Cornell, 2003. Tech, Trends. 1. Cox and Amp, Osgathorpe, 2003. 33 studies included in this review had a U.S. context, i.e., the context of the study or the researcher, in the case of a position paper or literature review, was U.S.-based. 2 studies involved participants in the U.S. and Canada, 8 studies were entirely Canada-based, 2 were conducted in the UK/Europe, 4 were Australasian, and 1 was conducted in Hong Kong. Education. and NBSB semicolon 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 and NBSB. Researchers studying IDs in higher education in this review took a primarily qualitative approach, N equals 29, using a variety of methods, Table 2. Interviews, conversations, focus groups, and emails were most common sources of data, with a few studies using job postings, design tasks, and observations. Mixed methods were used in 6 publications, primarily consisting of surveys with both quantitative and qualitative aspects. There were only 3 entirely quantitative studies. 9 position or conceptual papers, which did not indicate a methodology or approach, and 3 literature reviews were included. Table 2. Research methodologies and included studies. Primary approach. Count. Methodology. Count. Qualitative. 29. Case studies. General qualitative. Phenomenological. Narrative. Content/document analysis. Grounded theory. Modified Delphi. End of quo. Interpretive and requo. End of quo, contextual inquiry and requo. 7. 7. 5. 3. 3. 1. 1. 1. 1. Quantitative. 3. Survey. Web application questionnaire. 2. 1. Mixed methods. 6. Survey. Case study. 5. 1. Position or conceptual. 9. No specific methodology. 9. Literature review. 3. Integrative. No specific methodology. 1. 2. Roles and responsibilities. An ID working in a college or university setting serves multiple stakeholders at once: the institution, the faculty/instructor and or subject matter expert, SME, and ultimately the learner, Kirshner et al., 2002, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015. And NBSB, the terms faculty/instructor and the subject matter expert, SME, were found to be synonymous in the literature reviewed and are therefore referred to as faculty SMEs in this article. Functional responsibilities. Several studies pointed out the variety of backgrounds and career paths that lead to becoming an ID in higher education. In general, these IDs are highly and diversely qualified, often possess backgrounds in teaching, and frequently consider their professions, found, as opposed to, sought, rather than taking a path through a degree or other training in order to become an ID. They find their way into those roles as a result of their experiences and skill sets. Anderson et al., 2019, Kinney et al., 2005, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015, Schweier et al., 2004. In a fitting parallel to these entry paths to instructional design as career, the job titles, roles, and functions of IDs in higher education are similarly variable. Anderson et al., 2019, Morgan, 2019, Moskal, 2012, Schweier and Amp, Wilson, 2010. Because the practice of instructional design cannot be separated from the environment in which it takes place, the culture of the institution is a strong influence in how and what its IDs do. Dijkstra, 2020, Pan et al., 2003, Schweier et al., 2004, Sims and Amp, Kosaka, 2008. Pan and Amp, Thompson, 2003, note there is often a and liquo balance between the prevailing bureaucracy and the implementation of innovative uses of instructional design and RQO. P. 166, which may constrain or enable pedagogical possibilities at a given institution. Sorensen et al. 2019, analyzed job postings for IDs in higher education and found that 90% listed soft skills and MDASH, especially communication skills, as a required competency. Changwoni et al. 2020, noted in a similar job posting analysis that in liquo, The most mentioned competency is communication skills and RQO, NP, and NBSB. However, most studies included in this review conceptualized ID responsibilities in the form of what they do for faculty, for learners, and for education and instruction in practice, rather than cataloging their position descriptions. These functional elements of ID roles tend to include predictable responsibilities such as A. Applying instructional design theory and models to educational projects, Kinney et al., 2005, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015, Schweier et al., 2007. B. Helping faculty teach, Anderson et al., 2019, Hart, 2018, Kumar and Amp, Ritzhaupt, 2017, Miller and Amp, Stein, 2016, Pan and Amp, Thompson, 2009. C. Providing technological support, Kumar and Amp, Ritzhaupt, 2017, Park and Amp, Luo, 2017, U and Amp, Tekelhaimano, 2010. D. Managing projects, Cowie and Amp, Nichols, 2010, Cox and Amp, Osgathorpe, 2003, Kumar and Amp, Ritzhaupt, 2017. E. Collaborating and communicating, Bawa and Amp, Watson, 2017, Drysdale, 2019, Hart, 2018, Moskal, 2012, Richardson et al., 2019, Schweier and Amp, Wilson, 2010, and F. Providing opportunities for faculty development, Hart, 2018, McGriff, 2001, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007, Moskal, 2012. Increasingly, IDs in higher education are also expected to ensure educational quality and innovation, Brito, 2017, and understand how to conduct evidence-based activities using research, ASHPA, 2013. In the context of higher education, instructional design is inherently collaborative, often referred to in terms of being socially constructed, as relationships or conversations, Campbell et al., 2005, Chin and Amp, Carliner, 2020, Drysdale, 2019, Biskra, 2020, Using A and RQO, Common Vocabulary and HELLP, or Language and RQO. Chin and Amp, Carliner, 2020, p. 482. IDs bring value to the collaborative effort of course design and development, aiding faculty in the transformation of their teaching strategies to incorporate best practices in technology application, pedagogy, ethics, accessibility, and learner-centered design, Briggins, 2011, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007. Although IDs are most directly supporting and collaborating with faculty, they nonetheless acknowledge that learners are ultimately whom they serve, Dijkstra, 2020, Kirshner et al., 2002, Kumar and Amp, Ritzhaupt, 2017. Importantly, IDs use reflective and creative thinking to find new ways of solving problems as a matter of routine, Wren, 2019, Schweier et al., 2007, Tracy et al., 2014. Their role in linking faculty SMEs to learners positions them in a space of unique potential to create a unified connection between the two, Dix and Amp, Ives, 2009. As File et al., 2012, noted, and RQO, IDs can be the glue, holding everything together as project manager, as well as providing support and assistance throughout the process and dash, brokering the services of others as needed in RQO, p. 62. Although technological support was noted as a prevailing reason faculty engage with IDs, Kumar and Amp, Ritzhaupt, 2017, what they needed more was pedagogical perspective and meaningful instructional problem solving, U and Amp, Tekelhaimano, 2010. Fittingly, IDs were distinguished in the literature from information technologists precisely because their technological perspective is focused on how to use those technologies to teach, Kumar and Amp, Ritzhaupt, 2017. Their knowledge is both practical and theoretical, and their value lies in transcending the technology to put it to meaningful use in pragmatic ways, often to reduce the burden and learning curve for faculty SMEs, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015, Schweier et al., 2007, Sheehan and Amp, Johnson, 2012. Several studies found that, although IDs report using traditional models of instructional design, especially ADDIE, their application is not universal. Bond and Amp, Durkin, 2020, Kinney et al., 2005, Schweier et al., 2007, Tracy et al., 2014. Characteristics, not roles. Focusing on what and LQO, instructional designers really do and RQO. Kumar and Amp, Ritzhaupt, 2017, p. 371, studies frequently opted to characterize IDs in terms of who they are as actors and agents. IDs were referred to as brokers, File et al., 2012, Mays, 2002, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007. Problem solvers, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015, Park and Amp, Luo, 2017, Shaw, 2012, Schweier et al., 2004. Change agents, Anderson et al., 2019, Ashbaugh, 2013, Campbell et al., 2006, Campbell et al., 2009, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007, McGriff, 2001, Wren, 2019, Shaw, 2012, Schweier et al., 2004. Curious or inquisitive and willing to learn, Dijkstra, 2020, Keppel, 2004, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015, and reflective, Pan and Amp, Thompson, 2009, Tracy et al., 2014. If relationships are viewed as the center of instructional design, Chen and Amp, Carliner, 2020, Dixon Amp, Ives, 2009, Drysdale, 2019, and if instructional design is a conversation, Campbell et al., 2006, Schweier et al., 2007, then perceived or enacted characteristics may be a more relevant construct than role when considering how IDs carry out their work in higher education. And LQO, unsung essential functions and RQO. Anderson et al., 2019, p. 510. Aside from the responsibilities detailed above and the range of functions they provide to learners, instructors, and institutions of higher education, IDs must also navigate a variety of poorly defined, yet crucial, demands on their skill sets in order to be successful in higher education. Mancia and Amp, Frey, 2020. They must be able to reflect, adapt, problem solve, and innovate all while managing and brokering successful interpersonal collaboration with SMEs who hold authority but not necessarily expertise in teaching. Chin and Amp, Carliner, 2020. IDs must be skilled at building and maintaining relationships. Chin and Amp, Carliner, 2020. Cowie and Amp, Nichols, 2010. Dix and Amp, Ives, 2009. Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015. Sometimes leading and sometimes supporting, depending on the needs of the interaction, Penn et al., 2003. Listening skills must be coupled with an ability to LQO, tease out and RQO. Dix and Amp, Ives, 2009, NP, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007, p. 176, the core of an educational problem not only to propose working solutions, but also to convince the faculty SME that the solution is both viable and reasonable to implement. Intuition and sensitivity to multiple levels of interpersonal and professional dynamics is important because IDs and RQO jobs are complex, and LQO, involving symbiosis with not only other human beings, but also with technology and content and RQO. Bawa and Amp, Watson, 2017, p. 2337. Often, the ID is in a position of needing to impose policy on educational delivery projects, and thus they must have firm grounding in the ethical, accessibility, and academic integrity-related expectations and regulations at their employing institution as well as nationally. Kumar and Amp, Ritzhaupt, 2017, Sims and Amp, Kosaka, 2008. Dix and Ives, 2009, go so far as to describe IDs as the LQO. Instructional conscience and RQO. NP, ensuring alignment between educational intention and pedagogical practice, but this is sometimes extended to functioning as a sociopolitical, ethical, and institutional value conscience as well. Campbell et al., 2006, Schweier et al., 2007. Because they are the facilitators, the brokers, and even the glue that holds together technology, content, and pedagogical best practice, IDs are integral to the quality and success of education. Anderson et al., 2019, Ashpa, 2013, Campbell et al., 2006, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007, Schweier et al., 2007. Researchers argue that there is an emerging trend in higher education in which IDs function as change agents, increasingly responsible for facilitating discussions concerning technology-enhanced learning initiatives and challenging the pedagogical status quo. McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007, Schweier et al., 2004. IDs advocate for quality teaching, contribute to faculty growth and development, Schweier et al., 2007, Schweier and Amp, Wilson, 2010, and Endlequo. Their ability to perform as architects and leaders of change is an unsung essential function. Enriquo, Anderson et al., 2019, p. 510, that perhaps even the IDs themselves do not always recognize, Schweier et al., 2004, and may encounter as expectations in their roles in higher education, Changwoni et al., 2020. Challenges faced by instructional designers. In a study of 174 IDs who reported having formal education in their field, only 51% felt it prepared them for Endlequo, most Enriquo, aspects of their work in higher education, Bond and Amp, Durkin, 2020. Traditional competency models for instructional design, such as the International Board of Standards for Training, Performance and Instruction, IBSTP, may not provide sufficient frameworks for the professionals who seek to work in higher education, Kinney et al., 2005, Mancia and Amp, Frey, 2020, Salentini, 2012. Park and Luo, 2017, go so far in pointing out that higher education is different as to suggest a new model for IBSTP to include foci on conducting research and academic publication, educating/mentoring, and facilitating training. Indeed, despite the increasing prevalence of instructional designers in higher education and other industries, the profession may be considered emerging rather than established given the wide variety of functions, backgrounds, and expertise that instructional designers possess and enact, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007. And NBSB, the gap between what they have been trained to do and what they must do to be effective is a fundamental challenge faced by IDs in higher education that frames and underlies more specific challenges. Ambiguous status. There is confusion and misunderstanding reflected in the ways IDs are formally classified and positioned in higher education. Naming conventions for IDs have only recently begun to normalize and provide clarity to what is becoming a typical position, but even still, institutions may create these positions without fully defining the role they play within the larger organizational structure. Bird, 2004, Richardson et al., 2019, Schweier et al., 2004. Studies consistently reported challenges related to this in Enriquo, ambiguity of status and Enriquo. Chin and Amp, Carliner, 2020, p. 20, and confusion or lack of awareness about ID functions, credibility, and the expertise and value they bring to educational development, Anderson et al., 2009, Campbell et al., 2006, Cowie and Amp, Nichols, 2010, Drysdale, 2019, Dijkstra, 2020, Hart, 2018, Wren, 2019, Richardson et al., 2018, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015, Salentini, 2012. Put simply, IDs are often underutilized and are undervalued in higher education, due in part to their positioning as support staff rather than as valid academic partners, Cowie and Amp, Nichols, 2010, Dijkstra, 2020, Moskal, 2012, Richardson et al., 2018. This is a challenge for the IDs themselves, as they must be their own advocates and constantly defend their credibility, contributions, and value to the stakeholders with whom they are expected to collaborate and serve, Richardson et al., 2018, Schweier et al., 2004, Schweier and Amp, Wilson, 2010. Enverquo, Pulling Tigers and Rasquo, Teeth Enverquo, Pan et al., 2003, p. 289. Challenges within collaborative relationships between IDs and faculty SMEs feature most prominently within the literature and are the most frequently discussed. These challenges of relationship are especially complex because they are both caused by, and sometimes lead to, other kinds of challenges. In a recent literature review focused on course design collaborations, Chin and Carliner, 2020, identified a variety of factors that hinder the relationship between faculty and IDs in higher education, specifically, lack of clarity of the ID and RISQO's role, problems with communication, workload pressures, ownership concerns, and status and power dynamics. IDs struggle for recognition as credible contributors to educational collaborations with faculty SMEs, Dijkstra, 2020. They face challenges due to the understandable discomfort faculty may experience upon realizing they must enverquo, open the private culture of teaching and learning enverquo. Schweier et al., 2004, p. 94, to collaborators, especially those collaborators who lack faculty status as IDs do, Richardson et al., 2018. As Chin and Carliner, 2020, eloquently stated. A. Power DN number 64256, inertia exists between instructional designers and faculty, who often lack formal training in education yet, in most organizational contexts, outrank instructional designers in the relationship by virtue of their faculty status. P. 20. For many faculty, working in a team or partnership to produce a course or program is new, and may be uncomfortable and accompanied by fear of losing their academic autonomy, Chin and Amp, Carliner, 2020, Cowie and Amp, Nichols, 2010, Pan and Amp, Thompson, 2009, Richardson et al., 2018. Conflicts may arise out of a faculty SME and RISQO's resistance to recommendations or changes suggested by the ID, Drysdale, 2019, Hart, 2018, Wren, 2019, Richardson et al., 2018. In some cases, faculty may even resist the very innovation that drives IDs and RISQO work, Cowie and Amp, Nichols, 2010, Miller and Amp, Stein, 2016, Richardson et al., 2018, leading the ID to the additional challenge of convincing the SME of the soundness of their suggestions, Dick and Amp, Ives, 2009. IDs thus find themselves poised and expected to provide valuable contributions to teaching and learning in the context of resistance and skepticism, playing enverquo, a sensitive but tricky role, as pulling tiger's teeth without getting bitten enverquo. Pan et al., 2003, p. 289. Cultural challenges. Although they are experienced and knowledgeable about the application of technology to teaching and learning, IDs are typically not experts in the disciplines they support, Bawa and Amp, Watson, 2017. This presents a basic challenge to IDs because each collaboration they undertake may be in a discipline that is unfamiliar to them, and that may have pedagogical assumptions of at odds with their own, requiring the ID to adapt to the enverquo, prevailing culture of the discipline enverquo. Schweier and Amp, Wilson, 2010, p. 144, in order to work effectively among a variety pedagogical belief systems. The values and motivations of faculty SMEs or the employing institution, for example financial costs or time constraints, may also pose challenges for IDs in higher education if those motivations appear to be misaligned with their own perceived social/moral/ethical responsibilities and commitments to the development of quality learning experiences, Campbell et al., 2005, Schweier et al., 2007. Operational challenges. Technology and its campus-wide implementation is an expensive undertaking and resources can be limited as higher education institutions continue to shift towards a blended or online model of technology-enhanced education, Sims and Amp, Kosaka, 2008. IDs may advocate for technologies to best meet educational goals, but informed decisions may not always be made regarding which technologies to adopt and why, Cowie and Amp, Nichols, 2010, Dijkstra, 2020. Despite their roles as experts and critical stakeholders when it comes to teaching with technology, IDs often have no voice in the decision-making that directly affects them, Brito, 2017, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007, Moskal, 2012, and may be expected to advocate for initiatives that did not achieve widespread buy-in, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007. Beyond this, IDs are often misunderstood to be Enlequo, Techies Enrico, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015, p. 65, Schweier and Amp, Wilson, 2010, p. 141, who can be replaced by technology implementations, who are underutilized for course development, or whose responsibilities can be absorbed by non-instructional design staff, File et al., 2012, Wren, 2019. Time presents an additional challenge that IDs and faculty SMEs alike struggle with. Faculty SMEs and IDs and RISQO, perspectives regarding how much time is required to develop a course or program may be out of sync, Cowie and Amp, Nichols, 2010, Dijkstra, 2020. McDonald and Mays, 2007, point out that Enlequo, balancing the need to progress the design process efficiently, against structured opportunities to explore and clarify ideas, is a constant challenge for IDs working with time-poor SMEs and RISQO. P. 187. The reality that faculty SMEs do not have time or cannot commit fully to the instructional design project is a common challenge, Richardson et al., 2019, Wren 2019. The ID must make demands of faculty and MDASH, offering training, providing design frameworks, requesting content, input, feedback, and collaboration and MDASH, yet lacks any leverage to incentivize or otherwise encourage SME commitment, Miller and Amp, Stein, 2016, Richardson et al., 2019, Schweier and Amp, Wilson, 2010. Without institutional intervention in the form of faculty incentives or support, this is an inevitable challenge for IDs which can lead to an inability to complete projects, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007. While not an overarching theme within the literature, IDs and RISQO's own workloads and deadlines were also noted as a challenge, Pan and Amp, Thompson, 2009. Time or other resource limitations coupled with faculty misunderstanding regarding what IDs do can lead to IDs feeling pressure to skip important steps, such as needs assessments, in order to complete projects quickly, Dijkstra, 2020, Hort et al., 2009. Support for instructional designers and NBSB, within the 20 years of literature reviewed in this study, there was no data that might clearly or directly answer the question, Enlequo, what supports IDs working in higher education question mark and RISQO semicolon and NBSB. This section includes allusions to structures and ID characteristics noted in the literature that can be construed as supportive of their work in higher education. Supporting each other. IDs in higher education struggle for identity, credibility, and agency, and yet as a professional culture, they seem to know exactly who they are, Ashpa, 2011, Campbell et al., 2006, Dijkstra, 2020, Obexer and Amp, Jardina, 2016, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015, Schweier et al., 2004. As reflective practitioners engaging in a socially constructed, conversational practice, IDs ask questions about the nature of their work and the effects it has on others, Campbell et al., 2005, Kinney et al., 2005, and they seek collaboration. IDs create and utilize communities of practice, COP, among themselves as well as with, and for, faculty, seeking and providing support alongside their peers, colleagues, and collaborators, Dijkstra, 2020, Keppel, 2004, McDonald and Amp, Mays, 2007, Schweier et al., 2004, Schweier et al., 2007. In this way, they generate their own support for the varieties of challenges they face. Other forms of professional engagement that provide support are open resources online, professional organizations, and academic literature, Ritzhaupt et al., 2020, Schweier et al., 2004, Schweier et al., 2007. Self-representation. Because IDS and RSQO, roles and functions are often misunderstood, they must assume the responsibility of advocating for themselves, Morgan, 2019, Schweier and Amp, Wilson, 2010. In facing and addressing this challenge, IDs are their own supports, in RSQO, marketing and RSQO. Schweier and Amp, Wilson, 2010, instructional design and serving the profession, and in turn, themselves, by increasing awareness of the value and expertise they bring to the table. RSQO, designers know that they have a great deal to contribute, and that they make a significant difference in the quality of instruction they influence in RSQO. Schweier et al., 2007, p. 31, they seem to generate support for their work and their roles through self-advocacy. Characteristics and do-it-yourself approach. The literature indicated that IDs often find their roles through non-traditional pathways, presumably because they are inherently well-suited to managing the variety of responsibilities involved in instructional design in higher education. IDs have been described as being adaptable, flexible, and RSQO, chameleon and RSQO. Bawa and Amp, Watson, 2017, p. 2334, in Nature, Kirshner, 2002, Moskal, 2012, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015, Shaw, 2012. This adaptability itself may be an endemic form of support. When faced with a challenge or presented with the needs of faculty or learners, IDs seem able to activate the skills best suited to the particular issue at hand. Additionally, problem-solving and the readiness and willingness to constantly learn new skills and evolve with changing contexts, Ritzhaupt and Amp, Kumar, 2015, Schweier et al., 2004, are skills that may function simultaneously as unrecognized forms of self-support. IDs expressed a love of learning and a tendency to play to their skills, Dijkstra, 2020, Hort et al., 2019, which can serve to reduce the magnitude and stress of a challenge whether they address it through means that are familiar to them or opt to learn something new. Feedback. IDs make valuable, high-quality contributions to higher education, Anderson et al., 2019, Ashbaugh, 2013, Brigance, 2011, Campbell et al., 2006, File et al., 2012, McGriff, 2001, Schweier et al., 2007, Bovitis and Amp, Lemus, 2019. Positive feedback and outcomes, as well as recognition, for their contributions may be another form of indirect support, Dijkstra, 2020. Discussion and implications. Over the past 20 years, 2000 to 2020, research on IDs in higher education has steadily increased. Researchers have explored the roles and responsibilities IDs fulfill at institutions of higher education, the competencies they need to succeed, the relationships between faculty SMEs and IDs, and the challenges they face. Nevertheless, a significant missing piece in the literature is the existing support, or lack thereof, for IDs that could help them succeed. The focus of this section is thus on possible ways in which IDs can be supported to overcome the challenges outlined in the literature, Table 3, and NBSB. In addition to their established roles in curriculum design, development and delivery, and faculty support, IDs are beginning to be recognized for the deeper, more expansive, and more transformative potential they offer to institutions, the potential to support strategic missions and bring change at the organizational level, Campbell et al., 2006, Dijkstra, 2020, Schweier et al., 2004, Bovitis and Amp, Lemus, 2019. To alleviate confusion about ID roles and functions and to empower them as credible stakeholders with voices in decision-making, Anderson et al., 2019, IDs should be involved in conversations about redefinitions, revisions, and expansions of their roles in higher education. Many challenges faced by IDs are created or exacerbated by the positioning of IDs within the institutional hierarchy, while others arise from the nuances of navigating and managing collaborative relationship dynamics. Often due to these intertwined relationships, the challenges experienced by faculty attempting to develop technology-enhanced learning translate directly into the challenges faced by IDs. Institutional support for faculty, for example release time or financial incentives for instructional development, faculty development, and scaffolded structures for collaboration and teamwork could help to indirectly lessen or resolve ID challenges. Cowie and Nichols, 2010, suggested, tensions between faculty and instructional design staff can be resolved through a deliberate emphasis on the growing of a new shared culture through careful project management and RQO. P. 89. Important aspects of faculty and ID relationships that could benefit from scaffolds and structure include defining the teamwork process and member roles in advance, establishing the role of technology within the collaboration, building trust through open communication, including about beliefs and pedagogical approaches, and setting clear deadlines and time management expectations. Table 3. Possibilities for supporting instructional designers in higher education. Challenges. Possible supports. Identity and credibility, misperception of roles, underutilization, undervaluation. Include IDs in the reconfiguration of their roles. Generate communication campaigns for awareness about ID roles. Recognize IDs publicly for their contributions. Involve faculty and IDs in mixed communities of practice, co-PS. Provide IDs with opportunities to conduct research. Disconnect between role and educational preparation, hidden or undefined responsibilities, missing competencies. Update ID degree programs based on current research and practice, consider apprenticeships. Seek ID input on job postings and position descriptions. Provide support for co-PS and professional organization membership. Faculty concerns, losing autonomy, resistance to innovation. Engage in change management processes. Communicate with faculty about ID roles. Resources, workload, faculty workload, time. Provide faculty with incentives or release time when working with IDs. Utilize project management and structured collaborations. Power dynamics, position/status ambiguity, exclusion from academic culture. Position IDs as members of the academic community. Recognize IDs publicly for their contributions to teaching and learning. Provide IDs opportunities to conduct academic research. Encourage and support ID expansion into leadership roles. The literature indicates that issues of power and agency remain unresolved for IDs even after decades of their presence on higher education campuses. There are greater numbers of IDs and increased awareness of what IDs do, but the misconceptions, underutilization, struggles in relationships, and lack of status or influence in an institution persist according to the literature. Interviews with IDs describe scenarios in which a strategic plan for online learning at their institution supported their validity and credibility, Dijkstra, 2020. Yet changing the status quo of an institutional culture is a significant undertaking and cannot be achieved without buy-in from all stakeholders, for example, administrators, faculty, and the inclusion of IDs in decision-making. Limitations. The limitations and delimitations of this review include the search terms, the databases searched, the exclusive inclusion of English terms and literature, and the time frame for the inclusion of literature, 2000 to 2020. In addition to search parameters and characteristics, the literature review process was guided by specific research questions focused exclusively on IDs working in higher education. This excludes literature on IDs in other contexts who may or may not share similar roles, challenges, and supports. Conclusion and future directions. The field of instructional design in higher education is both mature, having originated over 50 years ago, Reiser, 2001, and emergent, undergoing constant adaptation as technologies and the landscape of higher education evolve. This review sought to understand what has been learned from and about IDs in higher education over the past 20 years. The roles and responsibilities of IDs are well described, as are their experiences working with faculty, and their challenges in higher education. Despite this depth of knowledge regarding the what and how of instructional design, the literature continues to overlook important and emerging questions and MDASH, the why and MDASH, for IDs, questions of personal and professional identity, cultural participation, and what it means to be an ID in higher education, Kinney et al., 2005, NP. It is important to emphasize that research on the supports utilized by IDs was found to be lacking, as well. Still more questions remain unexplored. Chen and Carliner, 2020, criticized that the faculty perspective is not captured in most research on instructional design in higher education. How do faculty feel about working with IDs, before and also after these collaborations? What do faculty think about the positioning of IDs and their role in higher education? What suggestions do practicing IDs have relative to the modification of their field in RISCWO, as professional or educational competencies? The landscape of higher education teaching and learning continues to change, not only as a result of innovations in technologies for teaching and learning, but also due to the need to respond to global events such as COVID-19, which may alter the operational standards and expectations of colleges and universities for the foreseeable, long-term, future. IDs are unavoidably impacted by changes of this nature and are called upon to use their flexibility and expertise to help institutions and faculty adapt to new ways of educating students. As IDs become increasingly essential to the fabric of higher education institutions, there is an imminent need for research on the emerging challenges they face and the kinds of support they need to be successful. References: Anderson, M., C., Love, L., M., and Amp, Hager, F., L., 2019. Looking Beyond the Physician Educator: The Evolving Roles of Instructional Designers in Medical Education. An NBSP, Medical Science Educator, and NBSP, 29, 2, 507 and 513. An NBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/WSPOO, an NBSP, Ashpo, M., L., 2013. Expert Instructional Designer Voices, Leadership Competencies Critical to Global Practice and Quality Online Earning Designs. And number 8239, Quarterly Review of Distance Education, and number 8239, 14, 2, 97-118. And NBSB. Bawa, P., and Amp, Watson, S., 2017. The Chameleon Characteristics, A Phenomenological Study of Instructional Designer, Faculty, and Administrator Perceptions of Collaborative Instructional Design Environments. An NBSB, Qualitative Report, 22-9-23-34. An NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/UXJ. Bird, J., 2004. Professional Navel Gazing, Flexible Learning Professionals and NBSB, Intu and NBSB, The Future. N.R. Atkinson, C. and NBSB, Macbeth, D. Jonas Dwyer, and Amp, R. Phillips, eds. And NBSB, Proceedings of the 21st and NBSB, Acolyte and NBSB, Conference, Beyond the Comfort Zone, Volume 1. Perth, Australia, Australian Society for Computers in Learning in Tertiary Education. Bond, J., and Amp semicolon and NBSB, Durkin, K., 2020. What Models Are Instructional Designers Using and NBSB, Today? And NBSB, The Journal of Applied Instructional Design, 9-2. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/honor. Brigance, S., K., 2011. Leadership in Online Learning and Higher Education, Why Instructional Designers for Online Learning Should Lead the Way. An NBSB, Performance Improvement, 5010, 43-48. An NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/LMZK, and NBSB semicolon and NBSB. Brito, F., 2017. Transformative Leadership and Learning Management Systems Implementation, Leadership Practices in Instructional Design for Online Learning, International Journal of Educational and Pedagogical Sciences, 11, 7, 1752-1760. Campbell, K., and NBSP, Schweier, R., A., and Amp, Kenny, R., F., 2005. Agency of the Instructional Designer, Moral Coherence and Transformative Social Practice. And NBSB, Australasian Journal of Educational Technology, 21-2. and NBSP, Kemble, K. and NBSP, Schweier, R., A., and Amp, Kenny, R., 2006. Conversation as Inquiry, A Conversation with Instructional Designers. And NBSP, Journal of Learning Design, 1-3-1-18. And NBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/jeb. Campbell, K. and number 8239, Schweier, R., A., and Amp, Kenny, R., F., 2009. The Critical, Relational Practice of Instructional Design in Higher Education, An Emerging Model of Change Agency. And number 8239, Educational Technology Research and Development, and number 8239, 57, 5, 645 and Nash, 663. And number 8239, https://edteachbooks.org/dbbz, and number 8239, semicolon and NBSB. Chen, Y., and Amp, semicolon and NBSB, Carliner, S., 2020, A Special SME, An Integrative Literature Review of the Relationship Between Instructional Designers and Faculty in the Design of Online Courses for Higher Education, Performance Improvement Quarterly. And NBSP, 33-4-471-495, https://edteachbooks.org/ign. Chong Woni, L., Gardner, J., L., and Amp, Tope, A., 2020. Instructional Design Leadership and Management Competencies, Job Description Analysis. And NBSB, Online Journal of Distance Learning Administration, 23-1, N1. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/coxs. Cowie, P., and Amp, Nichols, M., 2010. The Clash of Cultures, Hybrid Learning Course Development as Management of Tension. And NBSP, International Journal of E-Learning and Amp, Distance Education / Review. And NBSP, Internacional and NBSP, Du and NBSP, E-Learning and NBSP, Et La Formation and Agrave, Distance, 24, 1, 77-90. And NBSP, Cox, S., and Amp, semicolon and number 8239, Osgathorpe, R., T., 2003. How Do Instructional Design Professionals Spend Their Time? Question mark and number 8239, Tech Trends, and number 8239, 47, 3, 45 and Nash, 47. And number 8239, https://edteachbooks.org/cpfi. And number 8239, semicolon and NBSB. Dix, D., and Amp, Ives, C., 2009. Instructional Designers at Work, A Study of How Designers Design. And NBSB, Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology / Law Review. And NBSB, Conrad Yen and NBSB, De and NBSB, L. Andrusquo, Apprentissage. And NBSB, Et de Law and NBSB, Technologie, 34-2. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/kdr. Drysdale, J., 2019. The Collaborative Mapping Model, Relationship-Centered Instructional Design for Higher Education, Online Learning, 23-3, 56-71. Dijkstra, L., E., 2020. The Intersection of Job Satisfaction, Job Dissatisfaction, and Motivation of Instructional Designers in Online Higher Education, A Transcendental Phenomenological Study. Doctoral Dissertation, Liberty University, https://edteachbooks.org/cam. File, C. O. Mosley, A., and Amp, Hayes, N., 2012. Troubled Times, The Role of Instructional Design in a Modern Dual-Mode University? Question mark and number 8239, Open Learning, The Journal of Open, Distance and a number 8239, E-Learning, and number 8239, 27, 1, 53 and Dash, 64. And number 8239, https://edteachbooks.org/cho, and number 8239 semicolon and NBSB. Hart, J., 2018, Instructional Designers and RSQO, Experiences with Faculty Subject Matter Experts in Online Higher Education Course Development Projects. Publication number 10975726, Doctoral Dissertation, Capella University. ProQuest Dissertations Publishing. Horde, B. and NBSB, Stefaniak, J. and NBSB, Bakke, J., and AMP, Draper, D., 2019. The Influence of Multimedia Development Knowledge and Workplace Pressures on the Design Decisions of the Instructional Designer. An NBSP, Educational Technology Research and Development, and NBSP, 67, 6, 1479 and 1505. An NBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/guxc, and NBSP. Hodges, C., B., Moore, S., Lockie, B., B., Trust, T., and AMP, Bond, M., A., 2020, March 27. The Difference Between Emergency Remote Teaching and Online Learning. EDUCAUSE, https://edteachbooks.org/CISA. Intentional Futures. 2016. And number 8239, Instructional Design in Higher Education. Retrieved from a number 8239, https://edteachbooks.org/fxwise, and number 8239. Keep Teaching. ND. University of Florida e-learning. Retrieved from https://edteachbooks.org/gzetc. Kenny, R., Zhang, Z., and number 8239, Schweier, R., and AMP, Campbell, K., 2005. A Review of What Instructional Designers Do, Questions Answered and Questions Not Asked. And number 8239, Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology, Law Review Canadienne. And number 8239, L. RSQO, Apprentissage. And number 8239, Ed de Law. And number 8239, Technology, and number 8239, 31, 1. And number 8239, https://edteachbooks.org/aux, and number 8239, semicolon and NBSB. Keppel, M., 2004. Legitimate Participation. Instructional Designer Subject Matter Expert Interactions in Communities of Practice. NL. And NBSB, Cantoni and NBSB semicolon and AMP, C. McLaughlin, EDS, and NBSB, Proceedings of Ed Media 2004 World Conference on Educational Multimedia, Hypermedia and AMP, Telecommunications, and NBSB, pages 3611-3618. Lugano, Switzerland, Association for the Advancement of Computing in Education, AAC. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/lrhy. Kirshner, P., Carr, C., Van and NBSB, Mary and Ewell, Moore, J., and AMP semicolon and NBSB, Slope, P., 2002. How Expert and NBSB, Designers and NBSB, Design. And NBSB, Performance Improvement Quarterly, 15-4, 86-104. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/gcgn. Kumar, S., and AMP, Ritzhaupt, A., 2017. What Do Instructional Designers in Higher Education Really and NBSB Do? And NBSB, International Journal on E-Learning, 16-4, 371-393. And NBSB. Mancia, R., and AMP, Frey, B., 2020. A Model for Developing Instructional Design Professionals for Higher Education Through Apprenticeship. And NBSB, The Journal of Applied Instructional Design, 9-2. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/raw. Co. McDonald, J., and Amp, Mays, T., 2007. The Changing Role of an Instructional Designer in the Implementation of Blended Learning at an Australian University. NBSB, Instructional and NBSB, Design, Case and NBSB, Studies in and NBSB, Communities of an NBSB, Practice, and NBSB, pages 170-192. Iggy Global. NBSP. McGriff, S., J., 2001. Leadership in Higher Education, Instructional Designers in Faculty Development Programs. NBSB, NBSB, Annual Proceedings of Selected Research and Development presented at the National Convention of the Association for Educational Communications and Technology, 24th, Atlanta, Georgia, November 8th to 12th, 2001. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/k, lit. Miller, S., and Amp, Stein, G., 2016, February 8th. Finding Our Voice, Instructional Designers in Higher Education. And NBSB, EDUCAUSE Review. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/sd. XB. Morgan, T., 2019. Instructional Designers and Open Education Practices, Negotiating the Gap Between Intentional and Operational Agency. And NBSP, Open Praxis, and NBSP, 11, 4, 369-380. And NBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/dickel, and NBSP. Moskal, T., M., 2012, and number 8239, Instructional Designers in Higher Education. Publication number 3546879, Doctoral Dissertation, University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Obexer, R., and Amp, semicolon, and NBSB, Jardina, N., 2016. What is a Learning Designer? Support Roles and Structures for Collaborative E-Learning Implementation. NBSB, Digital and NBSB, Median colon and NBSB, Zusammen Arbeit and NBSB, In der and NBSB, Bildung, and NBSB, pages 137-146. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/s. O's? Pan, C., C. comma and NBSB, Dietz, J., Phillips, W., and Amp, Cornell, R., 2003. Pulling Tigers and Rusquo, Teeth Without Getting Bitten, Instructional Designers and Faculty. And NBSP, Quarterly Review of Distance Education, 43, 289 and-302. And NBSP, Pan, C., C., S., and Amp, Thompson, K., 2009. Exploring Dynamics Between Instructional Designers and Higher Education Faculty, an Ethnographic Case Study. And NBSB, Journal of Educational Technology Development and Exchange, JET, 2, 1, 33-52. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/bch, and NBSB semicolon and NBSB. Park, J.Y., and Amp, Luo, H., 2017. Refining a Competency Model for Instructional Designers in the Context of Online Higher Education. And NBSP, International Education Studies, and NBSP, 10, 9, 87-98. And NBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/pddn, and NBSP. Reiser, R., A., 2001. A History of Instructional Design and Technology, Part 1, A History of Instructional Media, Educational Technology Research and Development, 49, 1, 53-64, https://edteachbooks.org/dm. SE. Wren, X., 2019. The Undefined Figure, Instructional Designers in the Open Educational Resource, OER, Movement and Higher Education. NNBSP, Education and Information Technologies, and NNBSP, 24, 6, 3483 and-3500. NNBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/hbqr, NNBSP. Richardson, J. C., Ashby, I. NNBSP, Alshamari, A. N., Ching, Z., Johnson, B., S., Krauss, T., S., Lee, D., Randolph, A., E., and Amp, Wang, H., 2019. Faculty and Instructional Designers on Building Successful Collaborative Relationships. NNBSP, Educational Technology Research and Development, and NNBSP, 67, 4, 855 and-880. NNBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/NCQ, NNBSP. Ritzhaupt, A., D., and Amp, Kumar, S., 2015. Knowledge and Skills Needed by Instructional Designers in Higher Education. And number 8239, Performance Improvement Quarterly, and number 8239, 28, 3, 51 and-69. And number 8239, https://edteachbooks.org/kww, and number 8239, semicolon and NBSB. Ritzhaupt, A., D., and NBSB, Stefaniak, J., Conklin, S., and Amp, semicolon and NBSB, Budrani, K., 2020. A Study on the Services Motivating Instructional Designers in Higher Education to Engage in Professional Associations, Implications for Research and Practice. NNBSB, The Journal of Applied Instructional Design, 9, 2. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/om. Salentini, A., 2012. Instructional Design in Higher Education, Unifying Expectations and Responsibilities. NT. And NBSB, Bastions and NBSB, semicolon and AMP, G. Marks, Eds, and NBSB, Proceedings of eLearn 2012 World Conference on eLearning in Corporate, Government, Healthcare, and Higher Education 1, and NBSB, pages 1567-1573. Monter and Eacute, Al, Quebec, Canada, Association for the Advancement of Computing in Education, AAC. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/zsdv. And NBSP. Schweier, R., A., Campbell, K., and Amp, Kenny, R., 2004. Instructional Designers' Observations About Identity, Communities of Practice and Change Agency. And NBSB, Australasian Journal of Educational Technology, 21. And NBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/kfjl. Schweier, R., A., Campbell, K., and Amp, Kenny, R., F., 2007. Instructional Designers' Perceptions of Their Agency, Tales of Change and Community. N and NBSB, Keppel and NBSB, Ed, and NBSB, Instructional Design, Case and NBSB, Studies in and NBSB, Communities of and NBSB, Practice and NBSB, pages 1-18. IGI Global, https://edteachbooks.org/axv, and NBSP, semicolon and NBSP. Schweier, R., A., and Amp, Wilson, J., R., 2010. Unconventional Roles and Activities Identified by Instructional Designers. And NBSB, Contemporary Educational Technology, 12, 134-147. And NBSB, https://edteachbooks.org/fcc. Shaw, K., 2012. Leadership Through Instructional Design in Higher Education. And NBSB, Online Journal of Distance Learning Administration, 1, 5, 3. And NBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/trzb, and NBSP:NBSP. Sheehan, M., D., and Amp, Johnson, R., B., 2012. Philosophical and Methodological Beliefs of Instructional Design Faculty and Professionals. NBSP, Educational Technology Research and Development, and NBSP, 60, 1, 131 and-153. NBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/sobs, and NBSP. Sims, R., C., and Amp, semicolon, and NBSP. Kosaka, T. A., 2008. Competencies for the New Age Instructional Designer. In Jonasson, D., Spector, M., J., Driscoll, M., Merrill, M., D., Van and NBSP, Marianne Bohr, J., and Amp, Driscoll, M., P., Eds., and NBSP, Handbook of Research on Educational Communications and Technology, and NBSP, 3rd ed., pages 569-575. New York, Lawrence Orlbaum Associates. NBSP, https://edteachbooks.org/juke, and NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Sorensen, M., Churchill, C., Sanchez, M., and Amp, Scott, J., 2019, November. Content Analysis of Higher Education Instructional Design Job Postings, Required and Preferred Qualifications. N and NBSB, eLearn, World Conference on eLearning in Corporate, Government, Healthcare, and Higher Education, and NBSB, pages 1060-1074. Association for the Advancement of Computing in Education, AAC, and NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Toruko, R., J., 2016. Writing Integrative Literature Reviews, Using the Past and Present to Explore the Future, Human Resource Development Review, 15-4, 404-428. Tracy, M., W., Hutchinson, A., and Amp semicolon and number 8239, Gebig, T., Q., 2014. Instructional Designers as Reflective Practitioners, Developing Professional Identity Through Reflection. And number 8239, Educational Technology Research and Development, and number 8239, 62, 3, 315 and-334. And number 8239, https://edteachbooks.org/asu, and number 8239, semicolon and NBSP. Vavitas, Y., and Amp, Lemus, L., R., 2019. The Evolving Landscape of Instructional Design in Higher Education. N and NBSB, Optimizing Instructional Design Methods in Higher Education, and NBSB, pages 1-8. IGI Global. And NBSB. U., P., and Amp semicolon and NBSB, Tekel Haimano, B., 2010, October. Instructional Designers and RSQO, Role in Assisting Instructors in the Implementation of Best Practices in Distance Learning Course Design and Delivery in Higher Education, Instructors and RSQO, Perspectives. N and NBSB, eLearn, World Conference on eLearning in Corporate, Government, Healthcare, and Higher Education, and NBSB, pages 857-865. Association for the Advancement of Computing in Education, AAC, and NBSB.